This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. You don't get much more famous than Angelina Jolie. Just bringing her into our studio today was an operation that involved a phalanx of security dudes, a tinted window SUV hurtling into an underground garage, paparazzi dodged. And her latest project isn't even about being a movie star. She has written and directed a movie set in the former Yugoslavia during the Civil War of the 1990s. It is violent, political, and in Serbo-Croatian.
Get your press, Mesna.
It is one of the most complicated wars, one of the most complicated situations, which I did not realize how complicated when I started the film.
And really?
No, I didn't understand all the
layers. The grays and history, the insanely long history of it.
The history and all the sensitivities and all the sides and the confusing. It's very confusing because people, this idea that these neighbors suddenly turn on each other and these sides, what are these sides? When you meet the cast, they all look the same. And we'd say, so where are you from? What's your background? And 90% just said Yugoslavian.
Really?
Yeah. So even today, they don't want to be identified and separated.
At some point a few years ago, you decided as a non-screenwriter, as a movie star, as an actor, I'm going to write a screenplay. What made you decide to do that? And why this?
Well, I never intended to direct or make a movie. And
you weren't one of those people who said, yeah, someday, I want to direct. I really want to direct.
No, I was the opposite. I will never. And it still can't quite understand how it happened, except that I'd traveled for so many years around the world and visiting people in conflict and post-conflict and refugees. And
as a UN whatever you are.
As a UN Goodwill Ambassador or whatever I am. And in my personal life with my family in my children's countries, and so just witnessing all of that, I just had a lot of questions, and so I'd written journals and I'd written op-eds and I tried to come to terms with it. And I thought one day, as an exercise, kind of as a writing exercise, here's my excuse to have to study this region, and therefore I would get this be inspired and push myself to get this great education on something that I feel I should know more about.
That's smart. And then when you finished it, you decided, oh, this is actually a screenplay. Let me see if somebody wants to make it.
I left it on my desk. It was Brad and I used to joke about it because he'd see me at
night. That's Brad Pitt, your husband.
Yes. And he'd see me at night when the kids would go to bed or sometimes, and he'd catch me scribbling on paper. And it was kind of this funny thing that I was doing. And it sat on my desk. And then one day he was taking a trip and I said, will you take it with you and tell me what you think? And he wrote me an email and he said, you know, honey, it's really not that bad. And maybe you
that's
should,
abusive
you, maybe
for him?
You should show some people.
Yeah.
He was even nicer than that.
Yeah.
But he said, yeah, show some people. And then we decided that if this was actually to become a film, what we would have to do is send it to people from all sides of the conflict and send it without my name on it. And see if it caused more tension, if it inflamed, if people were outraged, or if they simply just were in any way uninterested in doing it or against it. So then suddenly the cast came together and they were all willing, and so then the family was born and there it was.
But you've never directed. You had never directed. Was that not a scary, daunting prospect? To do this war movie, this difficult piece in this foreign location?
This was never about making a film for me. It was always about learning about this area, working with local people. I was so excited as an artist to work with other artists from former Yugoslavia and what could we learn from each other. And I love the music. I love the art. I love the theater from there. So for me, this was...
Yeah,
this,
me too. But
it's great. And then, so I... but yes, many days I had my head in my hands and thought, oh... I can't. What am I doing? I'm not. The first time I was with my kids, they came to set and they said, why does it say director on your door? And I thought, I don't know.
That's
I couldn't
a good
even
moment.
Have an answer. I just thought, I don't know, because I'm supposed to have some of the answers on this one, and I'm trying not to mess it up.
So the film is a war story, but it's specifically a love story between a Serbian captain and his enslaved Muslim prisoner. Were you thinking of it as a kind of dark and twisted Romeo and Juliet?
Well, in fact, it's kind of, it's the opposite of Romeo and Juliet, because Romeo and Juliet kind of knew they were from opposite sides, and these two, just like the actual people who played them, they were born in the same hospital.
Right.
One's Serb, one's Bosnian, from a mixed family.
And only one family is against it, even after it proceeds.
And they, you know, this idea that one day they're told that they are different, but they weren't, but they know they're not, and they weren't raised that way. And so then it's pounded into them that they're different through the course of the film, and that they're enemies.
Which is a thing they then spend the rest of your film grappling with. Are we enemies?
Are we? And I think that's part of the question of the region, is for people looking at each other in the casting. How did this happen to us? How did neighbors turn on each other? We're the same. So, you know, we have and everybody suffers in war, all sides.
Were you pulled in different directions retroactively, saying, God, the Serbs were totally terrible and unjustified? And then would you move back and forth in terms of your you know, which team you felt most closely aligned with?
I just tried not to take sides. I tried to do the opposite. So I listened to everybody on the cast, and I felt for them all, and I tried to show humanity on all sides. At the same time, of course, the percentage and the scales. You know, there's a reason why in the ICTY now there's 161 people, 160, one is gone, but they're not all Serbs.
Yeah.
So
mostly.
But they are mostly Serbs. And I think that's what our film, I think that's how the balance of our film is, that there is all sides, but it is mostly.
Yeah.
And certainly, there was quite a lot of aggression and Srebrenica from one side.
I saw the film in Serbo-Croatian with English subtitles. I read that you decided at the last minute to film it both ways, every take, every scene in English as well as Serbo-Croatian. When and why did you decide to release it in the United States, not in English?
I always wanted it to be in its authentic language. I always believe things are best done that way. But then you say, so I want to make a movie and I need millions of dollars to make a movie about a subject matter that everybody tells me is not one that's going to be easy to get people to go to. So then they say, you really need to do it in English. And so you struggle with that and say, I want people to see this, I want to discuss this, but that doesn't feel right. But then at the same time, we thought, well, everybody speaks English very well, and the few that didn't practiced. And we want to reach, even if some people are the type of people that don't go to subtitled films, we still want them to know about us, and they know about this, so let's make it for everybody.
There's quite a bit of graphic violence in the film, people shot, people blown up, women raped. Was there any moment in the production with your actors who, many of whom had lived through this history, where they pushed back and said, I don't want to be part of this. I can't do this.
No, it was the opposite. They braced themselves and they felt, we have to do this because we want to show people, we need to show people what it felt like. And so they even knew, which I think was an extraordinary thing. It's often talked about the women in the film show the violence against them, but the men that had to rape the women in the film, these are good men. These are the actual actors. Both of the actors who were rapists actually fought against the Serbs during the war and are both fathers and husbands now, and they're very good men. And the reason they played that is to show the violence against women. So for them, it was a very hard thing to do because it's not in their nature to behave that way as men, and they didn't like doing it to the actresses. They were very uncomfortable. But it was, in a way, a gift to the women. And the same, I think, for even the actors that came from Serbia to come out and they're screaming and yelling at the women, pulling their coats off. As soon as we'd call cut, they'd put their coats back on them, they'd apologize.
I mean, it's hard to imagine. I know a young Bosnian woman, and the depth of feeling hatred she still has for Serbians is intense, and she's spent most of her life in the United States. I mean, it must have been a lot of electricity on that set.
It was, but the actors that came together are all come from a moderate place and want to want unity and want a peaceful future for their children. So they are not those with extreme views. But of course, deep down, they all have a, you know, they know that certain the actor who played the lead actor, his father, he's a sixth generation Serb. He did not fight in the war, but his father was a Serbian general, and he did. But his answer to it was that he was going to participate and show this side and be in the film. So everybody was trying to, in some way, not heal the wounds, but discuss, move forward, and be a part of something.
Now that you have joined this very small group of women working as directors in Hollywood, do you think you'll keep directing more and acting less?
I would love to. I'm still...
Oh, really? So you've been converted?
I love being behind the camera. I did much prefer it.
Before I let you go, we asked our listeners if they have questions for you, and one listener wants to know a very specific question. Before the days of CGI, were you or directors ever concerned about the visibility of your tattoos?
Ah, that's interesting. You know, I actually did the opposite. I think there was a time... This is going to get far too psychological for no reason, but
Yes. There
was a time when I think as an actor you remain this blank canvas and you transform for the different characters and different characters, and you don't get tattoos because you must remain this clean palette, because what if your character doesn't have tattoos? And there was a part of me that felt that I wanted to claim my own body and this is mine, and so you know, the character's second to me. This is me. And and so that was the first time. I remember thinking that when I got the first tattoo on my arm, that this would be a hard one. But I and my having a self, it was a strange, quiet moment with myself where I thought, okay, this is something that that somehow maybe I can't cover, but can't cover everything.
And have you graduated beyond the tattoo getting part of your life?
No.
You're going to keep doing it?
So, well, most of my tattoos are, a lot of them were done in different countries, or they're done tribally.
Oh, so they're
in
like,
Asia,
like
for my
pins
children,
and stickers or, that other people wear.
So. Yeah, exactly. A lot of the coordinates when I met my kids, they're all symbolic of my family.
That's nice.
My mom, before she passed, always said it was like a totem pole of my history.
There you go. You seem like a totally sane person. Not that I expected a non-totally sane person, but you seem like you have a head on your shoulders.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
In the Land of Blood and Honey is in theaters now.